Okay, I think what we're sensing from a lot of listeners over the past few days, and again this morning as you heard earlier, is that not everyone is absolutely clear on what COVID level 5 restrictions mean and what they should be doing that they're not actually doing now and haven't been doing for the past number of months. What they do need to do, what everybody needs to do, is continue to adhere to level 5 restrictions from the health and well-being point of view. Dr. Catherine Finan is on the line from Sligo University Hospital, who's going to talk to us a little about COVID planning at the hospital and what is being done and what needs to be done with an ever-changing situation. Catherine, good morning to you.
Good morning.
And thanks for joining us. Well, how is the hospital coping, first of all, at the moment?
Well, I think at the moment we're doing okay. We obviously have had some time to plan and put in some pathways to help us manage patients' pathway through the hospital over the last number of months. Everybody, I'm sure, who's attended the hospital will be aware that we've reoriented the entrance to the hospital, so people come in through the coffee dock entrance now. There's a screening process at the entrance there for patients who are coming to outpatients or who need to visit other parts of the hospital. We have very good screening plans within the hospital for anybody who's been admitted, either for elective or emergency pathways, so that patients who have possible COVID symptoms or who have likely COVID symptoms are kept in separate areas. And the staff looking after those patients are also being monitored very carefully as well.
Okay, and it's working well. And we talked to you a number of months ago when you put these plans in place. So it's working well, you feel, and it's as efficient as it can be at the moment.
Well, I think that we all have a sort of sense of anticipation about what's going to be happening over the next couple of weeks, particularly when you see the numbers going up in other parts of the country, especially in places that are close to us like Cavan. So there's a little bit of anticipation about what's going to be happening. But I think that we're probably as well prepared as we can be. I know our ICU is a little bit, feels a little bit under pressure, and I hope that the plans that we have around that are going to be well maintained.
Well, of course, that's a huge concern to a lot of people, and there are questions in about that already. How is ICU? How are you coping in ICU at the moment?
So the ICU is well structured at the moment, with a good amount of support. Fortunately, most of the patients that we're seeing coming to the hospital with COVID symptoms or COVID-like symptoms don't need to go to the ICU, and we're able to manage patients mostly on the ward with ward level of support. And many patients are actually being discharged with ongoing support in the community. We've accessed an app from a company called Empower that are working with the HSE, where we provide them with oximeters that can measure their oxygen levels when they're at home, and they report those oxygen levels to us a couple of times a day, so we can watch people at home for a fortnight after they've gone home from us as well. So there's lots of things that we've put in place to try and work people's pathway through the hospital. I think that ICU is part of it, but those other pathways are also very important as well.
Okay, and again, we're at level 5 for a reason, despite, and we've been concentrating predominantly on the economic effects and I suppose the mental health aspect of level 5, but we're at level 5 for a reason. People need to adhere to the guidelines, wash the hands, keep the social distance. That's just hugely important still, obviously.
I really think that that a lot of what's going to happen in the next couple of weeks is in our hands, and we really need to follow the guidance. Limiting social contacts is probably the most important thing. The less people that you've got contact with, the less likely you're going to pick up COVID or give COVID-19 to those people. Now, that's very difficult for people. I've been doing virtual clinics with patients on the telephones over the last number of months, and it is very social isolating for people, and people can feel quite lonely. I think that the new guidance around forming bubbles or hubs, I think they're calling them, is very important. So find somebody that's within your group that you can maintain a contact with, maintain some social interaction with, maybe some exercise with as well, is extremely important. The other things go without saying. We have to wear masks when we're outside and when we're going into shops and things like that. We need to be careful around our hand hygiene and maintaining the 2 metre social distance. The final thing that I like to put into that is the flu vaccine. I know our GPs and pharmacies have been absolutely fantastic at that, and nearly everybody that I've contacted on the phones over the last number of weeks have had their vaccine already. There's still a number of people that should avail of that. That's anybody over 65, anybody with a chronic illness, and the vaccine's also been given out to children between 2 and 12 years. So people should avail of that if possible.
Right, okay. I want to ask you about another aspect which has been well flagged. There are concerns and there is evidence to suggest that people are very reluctant to attend hospitals in any shape or form for any sort of medical issue, which is not what anybody would encourage, I'm sure, obviously, within the profession. What would you say to people who may need assistance medically but are quite afraid to go to hospital at the moment?
So I understand people's worries about coming to hospital, but at the moment, the hospital is probably the safest place to be for management of any kind of issues. Anybody that has a time-critical problem, such as symptoms of possible stroke or heart attack or acute surgical issues, should come to the hospital. We have pathways developed so that patients who do have very limited contact with other patients, we have extremely tight infection control mechanisms in place. In fact, people can see that when they come in because there aren't as many people walking around the hospital. We have very limited visiting restrictions because of that. We're trying to keep the number of people that are in here to the minimum as possible. But anybody who has a time-critical issue, we are here to help manage that. We are here to treat that. We still are thrombolizing strokes, thrombolizing heart attacks, managing pneumonias, managing acute appendicitis and other acute surgical issues. And nobody should worry about coming to the hospital if there's an acute issue.
All right, okay. So to end on a positive note, coping adequately at the moment, you're quite happy the way it's going, the hospital are quite happy the way it's going as we enter level five.
Well, I think that we're in as good a place as we can be, and that we, as I have said before, it's in our hands. We all need to watch for ourselves and watch for other people. And I think in here, we're as well prepared as we can be at the moment. Yes.